True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Our Browns beat reporter is Daryl Ryder. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Hey, did you know it's not hard to bring down Derrick Henry?
I got to tell you, this is a saucy, confident bunch right now going into this game. for an 0-1 team that only scored 16 points, they're pretty confident. We learned yesterday that the secondary of the Ravens is not going to be a challenge from Jerry Jeudy. Today we got a whoop-de-doo about the point spread in this thing from Grant Delpit. Then he was asked if Derrick Henry's hard to break. Not a challenge. So, listen, I respect and admire the confidence from this football team. Now we'll see if they can actually back it up in Baltimore.
Sure.
Where do you think this is this confidence all coming from last week?
I don't know. I really don't. But, man, it is it's different. I'm not used to hearing that coming out of a Browns locker room. In some respects, it's refreshing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also, at the same time, it's kind of like, well, you better back it up if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see if they're going to be able to, you know, to back it up. But they, look, I mean, this is not a team that is downtrodden or frustrated or whatever over the week one result. They've clearly put that in the rearview mirror, and they really believe they can go to Baltimore and beat this Ravens team.
The defensive effort against Cincinnati, just a really good game that all fell the right way, or a sign of things to come?
Well, listen, I have been saying for a while now that this defense is good enough to carry the team. And the question for me is, right, can the offense do just enough to win them football games? And also now special teams. Like, I think we got to throw that in after what had happened last week with Andre Schmidt leaving 4 points off the board. So, but I do believe that this defense has the potential to be elite. And I don't feel like the performance we saw in week one against the Bengals was a fluke by any stretch of the imagination.
What are your thoughts on Quinshon Judkins? Is something like my fear is that the league's going to step up tomorrow at like 5 o'clock and go, nah, he's not going to play.
I think he's going to play.
Okay.
Question is, how much is he going to play? And I think that based on what Tommy Rees and what Kevin Stefanski have said in the last 2 days,
okay,
they like the condition that he came in. Okay. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I do feel like they will be careful not to throw a full workload on him, but they will. I think you're going to see him Sunday in Baltimore for a handful of plays. I really do. We're about to, a little bit here after we talk to Jim Schwartz at 120. About 145, we'll hit the practice field and we'll get to look at him because he is here today. And, you know, I'll certainly obviously post some video of that for folks to look at. But my expectation is that he will play Sunday in Baltimore right now.
Daryl, when he does start playing, and once he does, I'm sure he's the man until the NFL decides he's not, if the NFL decides that at all. How does the running back group stack up? Is it Judkins, Sampson, and Ford, or does Rocket Sanders have a chance to knock Jerome Ford out of playing time?
And I think Rocket Sanders might be able to take some snaps away.
Snaps or game day spot?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Snaps on game day, absolutely, yeah.
With Ford being inactive?
I think that Sampson really showed you some versatility on Sunday. And if you can use Junkins to ground and pound, right, and then you throw a rocket in there in a couple of short yardage situations, like I do think it would be fair to ask where that leaves Jerome Ford, right? Because, again, there's only so many reps to go around. There's only so many players you can have active, and I don't know that it makes sense to have four running backs active on a game day. So, I mean, look, it's a performance business.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And I think that they will go with the player that they feel is going to perform at the highest level. And then obviously, too, those decisions will be, informed by production in previous weeks.
I know it came up a little bit, but the whole Browns Ravens history stuff that's just kind of popping up because the Ravens are going to celebrate their 30th anniversary this weekend, which is just really tacky against the Browns. But just your thoughts on do you think that I don't think the players get it. They might say they do, but they don't. And I'm not mad at them if they don't. I mean, it's not like I'm upset, but is there any feeling there?
Pro sports is so transient. I really don't think that the players are impacted by it in any way, shape, or form. And Joe Batonio, and I'll post the video in a little bit when we can get to it. Thursdays are basically a fire hose of media availability. But I'll eventually post Joel Batonio on it because he's obviously been here the longest. If there's anyone that has, a vast history of what this fan base has suffered through, it's Joel Batonio. But do I think that the players really care about that stuff? No, I do not. I think that they care about how they can slow up Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and score more points than the Baltimore Ravens can, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they care about. But for Joe Flacco, though, it's a completely different situation. He delivered one of those Super Bowls that they're going to be celebrating, right?
Right.
They traded him in, 2018 or whatever it was, and, to make way for Lamar Jackson and, basically a passing of the torch there. I think this game means something to him, but does Joe Flacco really dwell on the fact that Baltimore stole the original Browns franchise from Cleveland? No, and none of these guys do. You know, I think, and in fairness to the Ravens, you know, they put out the statement yesterday about, hey, this was done before the NFL schedule was announced in the home opener. And you know what? I'd probably put more blame on the NFL office than I would the Baltimore Ravens, right? Because they're the ones like, hey, yeah, okay, well, let's go ahead and schedule the Cleveland Browns for the first game, home game. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that celebration is going to have any impact. I asked Kevin Stefanski about it yesterday. And,
yeah, I know.
The expression on his face as I was asking the question, like, was pretty much, I've got bigger fish to fry this week than really worrying about what the Ravens are doing before and at halftime.
Yeah, Darryl, I think it's on CBS. I mean, if CBS wants to make a big deal about it during the game, then it's going to be irritating to Browns fans. That's all.
Oh, yeah, and of course it will be, because that franchise has what was supposed to have happened here.
Yep.
And the reason why it's painful is because the franchise that the city, you know, that the Browns fans got back has just been a fumbling, bumbling mess of stupidity for almost three decades. Meanwhile, the Ravens got trophies in the case. They got a bunch of Hall of Famers. They're just, you know, they got a head coach who's been there for almost two decades in Harbaugh. Their defense, it doesn't matter the coordinator, the personnel, it's the same every year. Like, and then, you know, Browns fans, they get, you know, what they've got. So that's why it's painful. Had the Browns been able to get their act together at any point in the last 30 years and put a winner on the field and be competitive and be like it was in the late 80s or back in the 50s and the 60s, then I don't think Browns fans would care all that much about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact that you got what you got and the situation that this franchise is in, and there's no franchise quarterback here, and until there's a franchise quarterback here, there's no hope for Super Bowls. Yeah, I mean, of course Browns fans are going to be bitter. The Ravens have had two franchise quarterbacks since going to Baltimore, right? So I certainly understand why Browns fans are offended that the Ravens organization is doing this on Sunday. But again, like within the locker room, it's not something that these players are focused on, and that's not out of a lack of respect for Browns fans. It's just they're worried about schemes and all those type of things and personnel groupings and everything that comes with game planning and preparing for an opponent.
Darryl, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Darryl.
You bet, guys.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.